The fray over the traffic jam that ensued in Fort Lee for 4 days last September is not the first time Christie has become ensnared in transportation issues. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has this analysis.
Last March, Governor Christie's press office released a video of an exchange he had with an 8-year-old girl at a town meeting. "What's the best thing about being governor?" she asked. He gave a serious answer about helping people. Then he gave what he called the fun answer. "When you're governor, they close the Lincoln Tunnel for you.
You get to drive right through. No traffic. It's the best."
The governor has tangled with transportation for years. There was his decision to cancel a new New Jersey transit tunnel under the Hudson River in 2011 because he said of cost overruns.
"When that was brought to my attention in August, it became clear to me that this was a project that had the potential for crowding out everything else that New Jersey is trying to do."
Then U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, a fellow Republican, called that statement simply not accurate. Then, 2 years later, with Sandy bearing down on the region, New Jersey Transit moved most of its fleet to the Meadowlands, which flooded. Christie defended his team.
"Yeah, you'll find it hard to believe that I didn't make the decision about where we stored the rail car. So, if I'm making decisions at that level of specificity, then I'd be underwater myself."
Christie employed that same kind of joking response when the current fracas first emerged. When New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz asked if Christie knew of the scheme to close lanes on the George Washington Bridge.
"I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat, but I actually was the guy working the cones out there. You really are not serious."
Even a month later, after two aides had resigned, Christie was questioning Pat Foy's response to the incident.
"He's the executive director of the Port Authority. And no one brought it, if the traffic was so awful, no one brought it to his attention until the fifth day in."
As we now know, traffic was so bad, children were late to school, and emergency vehicles were slowed, while Christie aides literally chortled. Christie this week said he was sorry for his failure to understand the true nature of the problem. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.